The first bill lawmakers passed would limit high-capacity magazines to 15 rounds. Democratic House Speaker Mark Ferrandino says it's reasonable.
A bill like this will save lives. And while we have to make sure that we are careful protecting the Second Amendment, we also have to protect life.
Democratic Representative Beth McCann of Denver is one of the main sponsors of House Bill 1224.
It doesn't take very long to reload, but it can cause that hesitation that could save the next 15 lives.
This bill will never keep evil people from doing evil things.
That's Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. He says the measure won't reduce horrific events or gun violence.
There is no correlation between the size of a magazine and the amount of gun violence in a state.
The mood was somber, with several opponents getting choked up and teary-eyed when explaining their no votes. Democratic Representative Ed Vigil from Fort Garland says his rural district is filled with people who hunt and fish and rely on weapons and high-capacity magazines.
This is part of what it took to settle this land. I cannot turn my back on that. I feel like I have to defend our Second Amendment.
The magazine limit passed largely along party lines with only 3 Democratic no votes. Lawmakers also moved forward a bill to ban concealed carry weapons on college campuses, require universal background checks for gun purchases, and make people pay for those background checks. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.